Warning. The following audio has been banned in 7 countries, 4 provinces, and 2 protectorates. You will be listening at your own risk. Listening can lead to the following side effects: constipation, skin rash, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, dry mouth, wet mouth, medium wet dry mouth, headache, ball ache, tit ache, insomnia, nausea, abnormal heart rhythms, abnormal thoughts, abnormal speech, itching of the anus, bleeding of the anus, leaking of the anus, loss of anus, dry anus, and death by anus. Anyone who does experience any of these side effects should write a strongly worded letter to their elected representative. Commencing audio in 3, 2, 1.
So, John and I are both not doing a podcast this week. John literally dialed us in yesterday. I'm dialing mine today, and then Pool Boy, if you can see fit, will splice it together, put some effects on from file footage. He doesn't pay for anything, just free effects and free bits. Package it together and put it out, and then a bit like we used to like shit in an envelope and then set fire to it and leave it on someone's doorstep when they come out and step on a fire and shit goes everywhere. A bit like that. So I'll just, I'm driving home. I think I might drive home in the style of Fife Robertson. A great reference, if you like, British documentary footage from the 60s and early 70s. Of course, I'm driving home here and I'm going to observe what I can see. The unmistakable sound there of the indicating stick. Because I use that to indicate my change of direction. Turning to the street here and never fail to be blown away by the sheer beauty of inner city car. Especially today, because today, of course, is that British institution of Bin Day. And, of course, for some celebration, of course, because today the bins are not only the black bins, which is to say general waste, they're also the red, I'd say bin, but they changed to a canvas bag. A red canvas bag full of cleaned plastic and metal. A blue canvas bag full of cardboard and paper. The small brown plastic bin containing food waste in biodegradable bags. And not forgetting the prints of the curb. The blue glass bin. Yes, in which I put my empty whiskey bottles, my empty soda bottles, and my empty amyl nitrate bottles.
Hiya everybody, it's it's Carl Sagan here from off of Science. Some of you have probably heard of me before. If you're not familiar with Science, you may have heard of some other experts in the field, such as that of Patrick Moore and Judith Hahn from Tomorrow's World. Well, I'm very much akin to those sorts of people. I'm a American scientist, so if you can imagine, you know, your likes of Patrick Moore or Judith Hahn off of Tomorrow's World, like that, but American style, so to a certain extent, supersized. you know, the idea of being coming with extra fries or two beef patties in your beef burger. A little bit more experienced, bit of a more bigger, more brash style to my overall approach to science. And I just thought I'd drop in and say hello. I'm a big fan of the DMC podcast. I've been listening for many years now. And I got to say, I love their candid approach to science in general. You know, the way those guys really approach science fascinates me. It's a very free and easy slapdash approach, but it is factual and to the point. So I thought this week, why not get me involved and just allow me to answer a few questions from a slightly more, not that I'm being biased or anything, but from a slightly more educational level. I've got a bit more experience under my belt than the lad with the swimming pool, the one who drinks a lot, or the other one who just makes the farting noises. So I just thought I'd drop in and introduce you to my world of science with me, Carl Sagan, from off of America. So if we could have the theme music now, I'd introduce myself. So let's have a bit of theme music now. Welcome aboard, everybody, to Carl Sagan's American Science. It's great to be here. As you know, I've just introduced myself, but I'm going to start off the show with a brief rundown of what I'll get up to, which basically is answering a few questions that have been plaguing people's minds for some time. Not a lot of us are scientific-based, so I'm happy to answer some of the questions. And I'm going to delve straight in first. Without further ado, I'm going to go straight in with a letter here from Paul Gambaccini, celebrity radio presenter off of Radio 2, and pop music fan, but also a big fan of science. And Paul's written a very quick note. Hello, Carl. What exactly is molecules? And it's a great question because it's something that originally got me into science. In the early days, as a very young boy, I remember asking myself the very same question. And of course, at the time, there was nobody who could answer it because they, as you know, didn't discover molecules until the mid-80s, by which time I was roughly 48. So let's delve into it. Without further ado, what are molecules? Well, molecules are actually the tiny bits of the universe that bind us all together. Molecules are very small. In fact, they're so small you'll never see them in your own lifetime. But the ironical thing is, of course, we and everything around us is made of molecules. So if you can imagine, they're very tiny balls, very much like them small silver balls your nana would put on a cake to decorate the cake. Which is obviously an answer to the question you saw, but, you know, where do molecules come from? Well, that's easy enough, because molecules are actually made up of even smaller tiny balls called atoms. And these are so small that if you compressed all the molecules and atoms in the universe and put them all in a room, you'd hardly notice them. It's only the fact that we're all consisting of vibrating force fields of energy. Will they exist the way they do? So that's the first question answered.
T-junction, hey? Who's this? Thank you. Thank you so much. You see, it costs absolutely nothing for one to exhibit a level of politeness, should one say, decorum on the road. I've always made it my absolute, what's the word I'm looking for? Defining characteristic, if you will. There's, of course, a more succinct way of saying that which escapes me in the fog of the early morning. Of course, there is a way of saying it, but I have neither the time nor the inclination to work out what that is. In fact, I've forgotten entirely what I was going to say. And this is, you know, this is... I remember once I was talking about driving around the town of Cardiff, or city, I should say, these days, of Cardiff, told a young friend of mine, an actor, an acting friend of mine who was wont to visit these shores on occasion. I believe he was on a West End run of his stage, theatrical adaptation, of course, of his film canon, young Johnny Weissbull. Of course, Johnny Weissbull, I wonder, if I may just interject for a second, you are saying the name wrong. It is Johnny Weissmuller. Weiss, Müller. I'm so sorry. When this young chap went to the Nickelodeons and watched young Johnny Weissmuller. Weissmuller. So sorry. Yes, of course. If you're going to be such a cunt about it, then maybe you should continue the story. I'll write down a series of notes for you, and you can relay the story in the first person. Me typing away. If Rhys could interject some typing sounds there. Of course, free ones. I was driving around the streets of Cardiff, my home city. At the time, it had only recently been incorporated as a city, of course. Before that, it was Cardiff Town. And I happened upon a young actor who was here taking a short sabbatical from a West End run of a theatrical adaptation of his wonderful works for the silver screen of Tarzan. Of course, I refer to none other than Mr. Johnny Weissmuller. And Johnny Weissmuller, a wonderful specimen of a human being, he was walking down the street one morning, and I said to him, Johnny, I said, what is becoming of this? You know, the traffic. One finds it hard to get from A to B every morning these days because of the sheer weight of traffic. This would have been in the 1950s. And I remember Johnny Weissmuller. Johnny Weissmuller looked at me and said to me, oh! Which, of course, was Tarzan for, if you think this is bad, then wait another 60 or 70 years hence to look at the sheer volume of traffic. And you will dream, I tell you, dream of the halcyon days when the traffic was like it is today. And by today, of course, I mean the 1950s. And this prescience, this ability to see into the future, this prognostication, this, John, if you were here, this, John, is the genius of Weissmuller.
But without further ado, let's move on to the second questionnaire. This is from reggae artist Lee Scratch Perry, who, besides being a reggae performer for many years, having several famous records, and of course, sadly being dearly departed now, has written in saying, hello, Carl. I'm a big fan of the show, but I'd love to ask, what exactly is space? Well, it's a great question. Lee Scratch Perry, and I'm very excited to answer for you that. The space is actually an enormous area around the Earth, what surrounds the Earth, and actually goes on forever as far as we know. Other science people, along the lines of Albert Einstein and Professor Brian Cox, have concluded that space is just a giant area. It's a vacuum with no air in it whatsoever. So thank you, lucky stars, you was born here, everybody, because, of course, here on Earth, there's loads of air. And there's plenty of air for us to breathe. But in the future, we may get the opportunity to visit space on a more regular basis than the irregular occurrences that happened so far. You know, with the occasional space station going up and that visit to the moon by the Americans a few years ago, there hasn't been a lot going on. But if you play your cards right, and if you study hard in school, I'm quite sure that you'll be flying up to space in no time at all. So that's that question answered. Where else could we go next? Well, luckily for you, we got another question here that's just coming from...
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know, we just told you that.
Clap hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hands may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Clackhound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.